Dear brothers and sisters, as in the introduction, this great solemnity in the early church was debated. And I could go over more details about it, but I want to focus on something maybe a little more practical, something a little more usable for our daily prayer and growth in faithfulness to God. The line in the middle of this gospel that we hear a few times, that is one of, I think, the three most known things of Mary in the scriptures. That when she heard about these mysteries and these things that God was doing, she pondered them in her heart. She reflected upon them and pondered them in her heart. We live in a world that if we have more than 3 seconds of quiet, there's somebody on their phone, or the TV's turned on, or there's some activity going on, which leaves very little time for pondering. There's even time that is set aside in the Mass to be able to do that. Ever since I've been ordained, I've told my deacons, look, when I say, let us call to mind our sins, give us more than a tenth of a second. Otherwise, it's meaningless words if we don't have some time to ponder. There's to be silence after the readings. There's silence after the homily, hopefully because there's something for us to ponder that we heard, what God spoke to our hearts. How He's revealed that He makes Himself present, that we get to receive His body and His blood. I don't know about you, but when I truly ponder that, it's absolutely amazing that God would make me a priest, that when I say the words and do the liturgy, bread and wine become His body and blood. I'm absolutely not deserving of any of that. Why would He choose me? This pondering should happen at the end of Mass after we've received our God. There should be a quiet pondering of how good He is to us, how He has chosen us, how we are in the family that gave us this gift of faith. All these beautiful things that happen for us that we spend way less time on than watching football. At least I do. I shouldn't speak for you. This reality of the Blessed Mother is put in there to help us. To help us. And perhaps there's people in your life that have revealed what this looks like. For me, it's my mother, who's rightfully, her name is Mary as well. She had 14 kids. She milked cows just about every morning, did the laundry, made the food, and there's usually always visitors that were there too. And they didn't call and give a heads up that there'd be 5 more at lunch, Mom. She never complained. I remember talking to her. I said, you know, why did you do the milking every morning just about when you had kids here? She said, that was my place of peace. Just the cows and I and God. It kept my sanity. She didn't have to do all these things. She could sit there and ponder, God, how are you going to make this work out? All these kids, how is this going to work out? She didn't try to solve it. She simply pondered and looked for what God was doing and then entered into it. She is a model and an example for me of how to not get caught up in the busyness of life, but to be faithful in doing the necessary things with just grace and pondering what God is doing at every moment. So brothers and sisters, perhaps this little line could be our line for 2023. Ponder more. to think about what God has done, what he is doing, and what he desires to do for us. And if we spend more time pondering what he has done, it will make us love him more, be excited and want to enter into what he's doing right now. Because he has chosen us in a world where people aren't going to church. You could tell me, 20 years ago, you would have had to ask people to move over to find a seat in the church this morning. These people aren't going to come back unless they see people or hear people talk about how good God is and how he does things for us. This is our calling. God has chosen us in this time of need to make him known. And it's not going to happen by Facebook or Instagram. It's going to happen by people that ponder his amazing reality of how he works in our reality, in our history, and makes known to us his plan of our salvation and the world. So let us intentionally this year take a little time at the end of Mass, ponder and thank God on how good he is to us, how abundantly he has blessed us as undeserving as we are. We did nothing to earn this. It's his gift. Let's ponder how we could have such a gracious and good God, and he continues to love us even when, if you're like me, I say, I'm never going to do that again, and 5 minutes later I do it. He doesn't get mad. He doesn't judge us. Instead, he forgives us. He loves us and gives us his life so that we can live as his sons and daughters. Sons and daughters of God and sons and daughters of Mary, for he has given her to us as our mother, as he did to said in at the cross with Saint John, our patron. Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. She is our mother, and she's praying for us constantly, pondering how God's going to help us become more and more like her every day. Let's ask God to be gracious to us, to bless us, as we heard in that first reading, to let his face shine upon us.